Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth. Bite-sized advice help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
All right, thank you, Ozzy. Today I want to talk about the good old boy network. That's where you have to know somebody. You have to be best buddies with somebody. You have to be drinking buddies, or you have to be golfing buddies with somebody, or Nashville just won't let you in the music business. They won't let you in the club. Well, ultimately, that's a lie. And it's often just an excuse that people use to keep themselves out of the music business, to keep themselves from really trying. Here's the truth about it. If the music business really were a closed system and just a good old boy network, and they aren't letting anybody else into the crew that's having hits on radio, all the songwriters would be like 95 years old, right? But they're not. So what does that mean? For the most part, the same writers that had hits in the 90s or the early 2000s or even 2010s are not the same songwriters having hits today. There's a whole lot of turnover and a whole lot of new faces on Music Row. So what does that mean? It means that new people are able to get into the business. New people are able to get hits because it's not just the old guys and their grandkids having hits. Sure, there are a few kids of songwriters who grew up in the business and are having success too, that's for sure. But it's not just them. It's not just the good old boy network. Yes, relationships matter. But this is not a closed system. You can make friends, you can build relationships, and you can work your way in if you're likable enough and your songs are good enough. That's really what people want. They want to work with people who are talented, write songs that can help solve their problems, and with people that they like. So using the excuse that it's just the good old boy network, it lets you off the hook for not succeeding. It makes your problem other people, when the problem is usually that you need to make more friends and you need to write better songs.
This has been 3 Minutes in the Truth. Hey, but before you go, are you a songwritingpro.com member yet? If not, why not? It's a great time to join. We have a 14-day free trial, a lot of stuff to help you on your songwriting journey. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear from one of our members.
Hi, my name is Marvin Adcock, and I was asked by my friend Brent Baxter to say a few words about Songwriting Pro. I've been a songwriter for probably longer than most of you have even been alive, but I didn't really get serious again about it until after I got close to retirement age. And at that point, I discovered Songwriting Pro and got to be friends with Brent. And it was through his help and through the services on Songwriting Pro that I've been able to get several indie cuts, some radio releases in Canada, and started working with Crucial Music out of California. And I've had several songs put on a television series on most of the major networks. And I just want to say that if you're not involved with Songwriting Pro and you're serious about wanting to be a songwriter, get in touch with Brent. He can help you out, I guarantee it. Thank you.
3 Minutes in the Truth.
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 Can you say 3 Minutes in the Truth, Hazel?
Okay.
Close enough.